News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. A few new restaurants to check out and some great recognition as well this week from Wine Spectator. Let's catch up with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com with all the info. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
All right. Now, first of all, we're going to go to Medina, the square. Mindy and I live near there, and I have had a couple of friends tell me about this place, and we've been wanting to go. So I am so excited that you're going to tell me about this new Mexican restaurant on the square in Medina that has opened. Take us there. What's it all about?
Monarca Cantina. That's right. The wonderful public square in Medina has grown its restaurant population by one. I was out there recently for the official welcoming, although it's been open for several weeks now. Owner Juan Bravo and Chef Victor Conrique have opened this. It is an upscale Mexican restaurant. I really love that fact because if you go to, say, an Italian restaurant and you think all you're going to get are pizza and spaghetti, you'd be wrong. It's very Italian food is very diverse. Mexican food is very similar. It's not just a couple of tacos and chips and cheese, and these guys are proof of that. Their menu is really based on regional cooking.
Okay.
So you'll have one dish from one state in Mexico. You'll have another dish that's based in another area. So you're going to get more flavors, more diversity on the menu. So I think there's something for everybody there. It is an absolutely beautiful space. This was a couple of other restaurants in the past. It was Lager and Vine Gastro Pub and Amuse Euro Bistro for a while.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, they have a great bar in the front and then a hallway into the back dining room. The areas are very segregated, so you can choose your choice of dining experience. Lots of colors, beautiful art, and just I can't say enough about everything they're offering on the menu. Medina's really welcoming these guys. They really rolled out the red carpet for them, and I think they're going to do very, very well. It's just another option in Medina. And oh, and by the way, if tequila's your bag, they've got more than 70 types of tequilas as well, and they've got some frozen margarita machines. They offer flight. They are just doing a fantastic job right out of the get go. So Monarca Cantina open in Medina. By the way, Monarca comes from the word monarch, as in butterflies.
Oh.
And one of the dignitaries there said the monarch butterflies will migrate from Canada all the way down to Mexico. They're very resilient, just like the owners of the restaurant, to get the place up and running.
Outstanding. I wonder when you're going to work the tequila in, 70 different ones. So that's great. Another great restaurant. And just look, shout out the Medina community. I think has just done a fabulous job. We call it home now, but the way they've kept that square with different restaurant options, Mark, and donuts, of course, and then, of course, outside the square, you still got the Walmart and you got the movies and everything else. But the square in Medina is just a fabulous selection of restaurants, and this is another one to offer.
Yeah, it really is. And I think they use the gazebo area very well for fest and music and other family activities.
All good stuff. Had a big weekend this past weekend. It was a little damp, but there were a lot of events on the square. Mark Bona is with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Okay, let's work in another story here about the Kitchen Social. Tell me about this.
The Kitchen Social, speaking of restaurant populations growing, Pinecrest Development in Orange has welcomed Kitchen Social. Now, this is in the old Next Door space, which really wasn't around that long. They opened not too long before COVID and never found their footing.
Yeah.
The space has been completely redesigned. Now, Kitchen Social is owned by four men, two businessmen and two chefs. They have two Kitchen Socials in Columbus, but they really like the idea of moving up to Greater Cleveland for an expansion, their first expansion outside the capital city, as a matter of fact. Very, very different design. It's very open, very light, very airy. It's on one of the corners facing one of the traffic circles, those little mini traffic circles in Pinecrest. I like it out there. It's really neat to kind of stroll around. The restaurants are very, very different, so there's something for everyone out there. I think that's a smart approach. You don't have a cookie-cutter approach. Very open. When I was there, they had seven huge garage doors all open. Beautiful weather. It was just great. A central curvy bar kind of near the front, and an American classic menu. There'll be steaks and seafoods and pasta and a lot of other dishes. They make their own dough. They make their own cornbread, and they will be offering brunch on the weekends as well.
Okay.
So Kitchen Social is open, just opened last week, as a matter of fact, in the Pinecrest Development in Orange Village.
A couple new restaurants, Kitchen Social Pinecrest, and, of course, in Medina on the Square, the Monarca Cantina. And when it comes to recognition for places we have been blessed with for some time, some great recognition from Wine Spectator, right?
Yeah, this is neat. Wine Spectator comes out with an annual list of wine awards. These are three different levels of awards. They've given them this year to around 3,100 restaurants throughout the world. That is over 70 countries.
Wow.
Of those 3,100, 20 in Northeast Ohio alone have won awards. Now, in a story I have, I detail the specific levels of what a restaurant has to do in order to earn each of those awards. But basically, you've got to have a very, very solid wine list, not only by volume, but by quality. And they take a specific look at the regions and what's offered, as well as the wine service in addition to just the bottles. And they're looking at vintages, and they're looking at really just diverse offerings for the diners who go in there. A great list. I mean, you're going to get some classic steakhouses. You've got Capital Grill and Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
You've got Moreland Hills Crew on Cork is there. But you've got Crush Wine Bar out in Sandusky, and you've got the Galaxy down in Wadsworth. Of course, Lanning's, a classic old steakhouse in Akron, as well as Edwin's, and we've talked about them a lot in Cleveland, and many, many others. But 20 restaurants in Northeast Ohio have made the Wine Spectator list this year, have earned, I should say, at least one of the three types of Wine Spectator wine awards. So hats off to Northeast Ohio restaurants. If you want a bottle of wine, here's a great list to choose from.
That is. A shout-out. Corleone's Marble Room on that list, Pier W. Just some great places, great traditions. Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, for restaurant news and some great recognition for a wine selection this week. Good stuff. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.